For California Ag Today, I'm Mike Stevens. We conclude our conversation with Dan Keppen, Executive Director of the Family Farm Alliance. He explains how partnering with conservation groups could help forest watersheds.
We're in the process of doing the same thing with some of the environmental groups to get some dollars for forest health and wildfire protection, because we have healthy forests, we have healthy watersheds, and right now we don't. And those upper watershed areas, that's where the snow falls, and that's really where, you know, our ultimate water comes from. If that, those forests aren't in good condition, or they're overgrown, or they're dying, that has a real impact on sort of the water yield that comes out of those areas downstream to serve farms and cities.
Cooperation, not politics, can solve problems.
Some of the storage projects that were advanced back in 2016 through the WIN Act, our California project, Sites Reservoir, and then Shasta Raise was in there. And in this package, there's another $1 billion going towards those types of projects. Unfortunately, what we saw during the Trump administration is the Trump administration really wanted to advance a bunch of those projects under that legislation, and it got political. Unfortunately, I think, you know, we could have had some progress made, but the two entities were not really working together. Hopefully, we'll see improved coordination there, you know, with this administration.
There are solutions to California's water problems.
We cannot solve California's drought problems if we don't build more storage. We need to have conservation and continued water use technology and desal. It's all of the above approach. They all have to be done sort of with equal priority.
For California Ag Today, I'm Mike Stevens.